5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you with another Croc podcast to help you with your survivorship. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin, on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, tell everybody what we're doing, because I'm not a big social media guy, but apparently we're doing something pretty awesome.
This is amazing. You know, this is the great thing about technology. For all of you out there, I'm hoping each and every one of you are having a great weekend. This is the Croc Podcast, and we are taking ourselves to a different level. For the first time, this is actually being broadcasted live on TikTok. So I want to welcome all the TikTokers out there and to let you know that we have the Croc Podcast coming out very shortly with our own TikTok. So I'm excited.
Excellent, Angel. So we have a really interesting, it works out really well for our new friends at TikTok, in the sense that this new series of podcasts are going to be really very translatable to pretty much everybody. And it starts with a very, very broad question, seemingly simple, but probably way more complex. The name of the episode is In Search of the Person You Want to Be. So when we think about who we are, who am I, who are you, who are we, since the dawn of self-realization, I think we have been asking these simple, seemingly simple and straightforward questions. Sometimes we don't have an answer. Many times we don't have an answer. But sadly, most of the time we have the wrong answer, meaning that the person that we want to be is not always the person that we are. And you might ask yourself, how can that possibly be? We all should know who we are. I mean, we are me, we are you, after all. So how can that be? So we'll start with two Greek philosophers. People have said, as far as the history of Western civilization, that Socrates might have been the wisest man who had ever lived, mm-hmm. because he knew, I'm going to kind of translate it into newspeak, but Socrates was smart enough to know how dumb he was. So the reason why I think the oracle at Delphi thought so much of him and thought he was the wisest man of his time was because he knew that he didn't know everything. Mm. His student, Aristotle, said something that really kind of flows into this podcast when he said, to know thyself is the beginning of wisdom. So, Angel, we are going to start with a series of podcasts on trying to help our survivors channel into their survivorship, channel into the trauma of their cancer diagnosis and the trauma of their cancer treatments. And we are going to help them actually find out exactly who they are. And I'm hoping along the way, you and I might be able to establish a deeper knowledge of who you are, Angel, and who I am, Tom.
Interesting topic. And I think it's something that everybody can relate to.
So, I mean, you inspired me to kind of bring this up as far as who we are as people, who we are as survivors. And there was another inspiration. A few weeks ago, I had, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family, right? So I'm having a fight with my cousin, who is a very important person in my life. We grew up together. I spent my summers with him. We were the same age. We went to college together. He's a great man, a spiritual man, a smart man, a funny man. And why we were fighting isn't really that important. Well, why we were fighting is because we're both two knuckleheads, but that's not the point. But why we were fighting wasn't really the point. It's really an entirely separate podcast series. But what he said to me, and I'm going to paraphrase without the curse words, was, what happened to you? You're not the person you used to be. And at first I took this as a compliment. I really did. I thought, of course I'm not the person I used to be, for God's sake. I'm evolved, I'm accomplished, I'm worldly, I'm educated, I'm cultivated. But then I thought to myself, what about all the stuff that I was bringing to the table? And I thought to myself, maybe there is something more to what my cousin John was commenting on. And when that sort of hit me in the head, and I said to myself, wow, at the tender age of 62, I'm finally starting to ask the right questions and find out exactly who I am.
Right, right.
But I wanted to do it for the wrong reason. So I knew I was not the person that he had known in the past or when we were kids growing up and, you know, fighting and wrestling in the mud and spitballing each other and all that stuff. But more importantly, I had no clue really to the person that I was then or even who the person that I am now. And I thought to myself, why has it taken so long for me to be ready or receptive to begin, I'll call it my Bilbo Baggins journey for any of our listeners that happen to be fans of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, this journey into the unknown. And I think the answer was I had to be ready. I had to be ready for this journey because I had become too complacent, too lazy, too comfortable, too satisfied with the shadow of the character everyone had cast me as opposed to me losing that desire to search for the real person I was underneath that role. But more importantly, how on God's earth does my personal experience, what does this have to do, or everything we've just talked about, have anything to do with our cancer survivors? So the answer is simple, but it's also a paradox.
Right.
It has nothing to do with cancer survivorship on the one hand, but on the other hand, it has everything to do with cancer survivorship. Survivors have almost 100% told me, and not everybody, but as close to 100% as you can get after 35 years and tens of thousands of cancer survivors that I have spoken to, that cancer has its good side, does have a gift available for those that are able to accept that gift. And I have always said, and I've said it on this podcast numerous times, that the gift was in some shape or form related to the dissipation of denial that the non-survivor uses as a sleeping pill. So we're walking around life as zombies, as non-survivors, almost like in a stupor, instead of coming face-to-face with the deal that we got, that we bought into by being human, our human journey, because we are mortal, we are all going to suffer, and we're all going to die. And I think that the gift of cancer to our survivors is it's like, wow, that took you long enough to figure that out. We knew that all along.
Right.
Cancer, you know, already made us have to deal with that bridge. So now what do we do with that information? And I think that we have to be okay with that information. And I think that's another lesson that our cancer survivors teach us on a daily basis. Now, I always say this podcast is for cancer survivors to give them tools to get through their survivorship and through their cancer and get through their treatments and get through their after treatments. But really, it's a mutual, you know, it's a mutually helpful podcast in the sense that they help us get through our lives as well as we try to help them, you know, get through their lives. And to finally to take this knowledge, to have them take the trauma of their survivorship, of their cancer diagnosis, of the pain of their treatments, and the pain and suffering of their after treatments, and to take this insight to start to peel off the layers, what I call the synthetic layers of denial and protective inauthenticity, in order to find our core. And then only then, once we get to that core, which we may not be that happy with what we find,
right,
because we all think we're great and we all think we're funny and we all think we're smart and we all think that we're humanitarians and philanthropic and compassionate and empathetic, but really are we? And then reprogram our core into the person that we want to be. So, Angel, your thoughts.
You know, I think it's interesting. You know, we always try to figure out who we are, right? It's one of those things I think that we all can relate to. The question really is that when we do figure out who we are we happy with that? And even if we're not, what steps can we do to better ourselves and to make ourselves feel better because of the changes that we may or may not need to do?
Angel, as always, spot on. You're not always spot on, actually, but in this particular instance, you are spot on. Because what do we do on this podcast? We not only point out issues, we also try to give solutions to the problems and the obstacles. And here's the journey to the center of our core. This is the way it's going to look like. So today, an introduction, just kind of talking about it, getting people sort of ready to, you know, these two guys, you know, they're crazy. They're asking me questions about, you know, who am I? I mean, I know who I am, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, maybe today is Saturday, maybe Sunday, you're having your bagel and you're sitting down, you're thinking, well, maybe I really don't know everything about myself. And believe me, by Tuesday or Wednesday, you're going to be in a full existential crisis. So here's the way it's going to run. We are going to have a part one and a part two to this, and there's going to be many podcasts as it relates to this subject. Sweet. So in part one, it's going to be, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where we have no idea who we are? And then part two is, how do we get out? So, right, we're going to figure out how we got here and we're going to figure our way out of this maze. So the way it works is that we're born, we're blessed with a soul, we're blessed with an identity, and God gives us our humanity, and we're born hopefully into a good family that will keep us safe and protected and make us feel good. But along the way, because the people that we interact with, whether they be parents or family members or friends or whatever, somewhere along the line, we're going to hit some trauma, we're going to have some issues. And if these issues happen during the really sentinel parts of our development, where we don't feel safe and we don't feel secure, our core is going to start establishing itself, perhaps not in the way we'd like it to be. And then after we have that inner core settled in, almost like the geological formation of the earth, this is the geological formation of our inner core, then we start throwing on the layers of mud, right? So then the rock comes and we start, you know, with epoch one and epoch two, and we become different people and we grow, and some of it's good and some of it's not good. And by the time you're all done and you're 62 years old and you have no hair and you have to wear glasses, then all of a sudden you're on epoch six. And then you finally say to yourself, you know, it's really maybe time to figure out who the hell I am and maybe figure out how to become, if I'm not the person that I think I am or I want to be, right, maybe it's time to readjust that and try to find out how to do that. So we're going to confront our past. We're going to make sense of our past, and we're going to come to peace with our past. And that's the way we're going to figure out how we got there. Wow. And then in part two, what we're going to do is we're going to figure out a way out of it and how we could reboot ourselves to finally become, in whatever time we have left on this earth that our dear good Lord has given us, we want to be able to differentiate ourselves and really first start singularly. You know, we are, our whole lives are interconnected with friends. Are they really our friends? Are they really a good, you know, a good energy in our life? Are they distracting and taking energy away? Family members may be a positive influence or a negative influence. So we're going to start by blotting out all of the white noise and all of the distractions, and we're going to begin a sense of differentiation and a sense of singularity. And once we get to that point, we're going to go to the next step where we're going to define who it is that we want to be and visualize who it is that we want to be. And then we're going to take that visualization and try to render it real and complete. And we're going to try to seek meaning in ourselves and seek meaning in the way we interact with others. Mm-hmm. And we're going to grow our personal power, which is limitless. Really, we don't tap into what we're capable of to only a few decimals of a percentage point. And we're going to take that power to create the best version of ourselves. And we're going to take that power and we're going to slay all those dragons of our past once and for all, so they don't become operative in our world and don't detract from the person that we want to be. And finally, we're going to exchange our power with others. And when we interact, we're going to interact authentically. We're going to interact genuinely. We're going to interact through compassion and generosity and actually establish not what we think are friendships and family relationships, but we're going to have real relationships and we're going to have real friendships that are really, really true and not ones that are not true. And I think once we reach that point, figure out who it is we are and who it is we want to be and make that switch, I think that the survivors are going to have a much easier time getting through their cancer journey. And the people who are non-cancer survivors, but maybe cancer survivors through others, can also make them into the people they want to be as well. Angel Santana, your thoughts?
You know, I think this is a great way to interact with our, you know, the Croc Nation. And again, you can't put it any better than the fact that we are all at one point in our lives trying to search of the person that we all want to be. And I am hoping and praying that after today's episode, we've got your minds working and thinking. And I hope that, you know, when you're thinking about what you want to do, what's next, you'll reach out to us. Let us know if this helped. Let us know if there's something that you want to add to it, because we would love to hear from you. We're available on every platform. And I know that deep down inside, when it's all said and done, we will identify and really know who we ought to be.
Angel Santana, thank you for a wonderful podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You were one of the inspirations for it. I look forward to doing a multi-session podcast unit on this subject. Have faith, let it begin to our cancer survivors, our Croc Nation, our new TikTok friends. I think now that we know each other and we have a great relationship, Have Faith, Let It Begin is a daily podcast Monday through Friday for the commuters. It's funny, it's spiritual, it's uplifting. You need it in your life. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. Thank you, Rod. It was wonderful seeing you last week with your son, Justin. What a nice boy. Thanks for everything you do for our cancer survivors and for Angel and for myself. We couldn't do it without you. To the board of directors, thank you for all of your hard work and your work on behalf of the cancer survivor. And Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support of our program, for your belief in us and belief in what we're trying to do. And lastly, to our cancer survivors, to our cancer thrivers. This is your pep talk. This is Dr. Iannelli here telling you guys how awesome you are, how strong you are, how amazing you are, how tough you are. You are worthwhile. You have value. You are special. We love you. We think you're brave, and believe it, that you are loved and you are supported and you are not alone and you are a fighter and you got this. You are cured. As we end each podcast, on behalf of Angel and the board of directors, we wish you all a very long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God be with you. God bless you. Peace.